Police respond to bomb threat at DNC headquarters, find no bomb. Law enforcement officers on September 11 rushed to the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in Washington after learning of a potential bomb threat, but found no bomb, a U.S. Capitol Police spokesperson told the Epoch Times in an email. U.S. Capitol Police became aware of the threat at approximately 1:07 p.m. Officers immediately responded, the spokesperson said. However, after checking inside and outside the building, no bomb was found, the spokesperson added later. A DNC spokesperson told news outlets in a statement that the threat was determined to not be credible by the U.S. Capitol Police. The spokesperson added, out of an abundance of caution, Capitol Police is conducting an interior sweep of the building. As DNC Chair Ken Martin has said, political violence in every form has no place in our country. We are grateful to the U.S. Capitol Police and DNC building security for responding quickly and professionally. The threat came one day after conservative influencer Charlie Kirk was assassinated during an event at a university in Utah. Martin said in a statement about the shooting, "Let me be clear, even if you disagree with someone's beliefs, even if you stand against every single thing they stand for, the path of disagreement must never lead to what happened today at Utah Valley University. Political violence, in all of its forms, is unacceptable in America." On January 5, 2021, pipe bombs were planted near the headquarters of the Republican National Committee and the DNC headquarters. No people have been arrested or charged. FBI officials earlier this year released a new video showing a suspect, who has never been apprehended. The Bureau is offering a reward of up to $500,000 for information that leads to an arrest and conviction. The bombs were described by FBI officials as viable devices that could have been detonated, resulting in serious injury or death. But Stephen D'Antuono, one of those officials, said after leaving the agency that the timers on the bombs were set up in a way that the bombs could not have exploded.